WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board opened last night's regular meeting with a moment of silence and a prayer to remember the late Tommy Vasquez. Board President David Stasny expects the at-large seat held by Vasquez until his death will remain vacant at least through the November election.
If Mr. Vasquez's opponent is elected, then of course he'll take over in November, and it will be a fairly short time between now and then, obviously.
Because Vasquez filed for re-election, state law requires his name to stay on the ballot. Stasny says if Vasquez wins the election, the board would make an appointment.
I have not recently researched this, but I believe that would be only for 1 year, and then the position would be open for the remaining 2 years of that term.
Stasny says the board met in executive session in part to discuss with their attorney the importance of all members making future meetings until a successor to Vasquez is in place. The Texas A&M system has announced a federal grant has been awarded to bring more passenger airline service in and out of Easterwood Airport. The $475,000 grant will be matched dollar for dollar with money from nine local partners, according to airport manager Josh Abramson, to pitch new carriers to start and existing airlines to expand.
It really all boils down to what we call risk mitigation, and that is to help the airline with a revenue guarantee.
Abramson says their grant application noted the strong private-public partnership, improvements underway at the airport, and statistics showing the need with an increase in population but a decrease in passenger service. Weekend arrests for College Station police included two on Saturday morning before sunrise where witnesses reported the crimes.
28-year-old Raul Diego Ramirez of College Station is accused of slashing 17 tires from six pickups parked on Oldenburg Lane near William D. Fitch in Welburn. According to the arrest report, witnesses told police the damage followed a fight with one of the victims. In the parking lot of an apartment complex off Harvey Mitchell between Luther and Holloman, the witness of a vehicle burglary was the victim's roommate's father. Officers found the witness holding 19-year-old Christian Mittenhofer of Houston to the ground at the Knightsgate Apartments. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest Friday morning at the driver's license office for illegal possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. 34-year-old Stanley Catalino was caught on surveillance video placing a bag next to the dumpster which contained a pistol. According to the arrest report, Catalino told investigators he knew he could not bring a gun inside the building. No one was hurt in the armed robbery of a Bryan insurance office Saturday afternoon. Authorities still looking for two black men who had their faces covered and were wearing hoodies. They took an undisclosed amount of money from the SafeNet office on West William Joe Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The construction of a convenience store became an inconvenience after a member of the building crew hit and broke a natural gas line yesterday. During the afternoon commute, Rock Prairie Road east of the freeway was shut down while Atmos Energy employees took care of the escaping gas. According to the city of College Station, two businesses across the street from the construction site were evacuated. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan, in front of the new Walmart, and in College Station, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
The Villa Bed and Breakfast at Messinahoff Winery is named Best Romantic Getaway in Texas and the only four-diamond resort in the Brazos Valley, providing romance, privacy, and world-class elegance. What are you waiting for? Log on to messinahoff.com for further details.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro FXT. Stop by and see them. They're at Action Sports on 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly to mostly sunny for today, with temperatures approaching 95 degrees this afternoon. Weather looks to be clear across the region tonight. Lows will end up pretty close to 70. For tomorrow, it's back to sunshine and temperatures between 90 and 95 through the afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 65 to 70. Sunny and warm, the story for the day on Thursday as high pressure stays in control. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Arkansas coach Brett Bielema taking shots at Cliff Kingsbury before the A&M game. Things have gotten a little interesting on the periphery. We'll share more on that coming up in just a little bit. Also, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is going to have to sit a bit. And Art Briles is upset one of his coaches was on the sideline of another team during the game. All that and more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
Yeah. And if he'd have known about it, he would have kept him from doing it.
He'd have squished him.
So, you know, probably the whole the part that bothered A&M about Cliff Kingsbury's comments is through triangulation he gets A&M involved in this.
Yeah.
Probably not the thing that someone would have wanted him to do.
So is there a text? Dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, stop it.
Quit bringing us in. Quit predicting the outcome of the game this weekend. Yeah. But anyway, that's just gets things all spun up.
Yeah.
So there. Okay, so we're going to do like 6 or 6:30 when with our home opener, SEC home opener, huh?
With the Bulldogs.
All right. See how that goes. Yeah. This is kind of cool. US Air Force is offering $2 million to whoever can design a new and improved engine to power its airplanes. Competition is known as the Air Force Prize. It is open to U.S. American citizens and permanent U.S. residents, 18 or older, as well as corporations and research institutes in the United States. We understand they might have some of the resources, but, you know, there's some simple ideas out there that may be able to turn into something that would work. The goal of the contest is to speed up the development of a lightweight, fuel-efficient turbine engine or jet engine to power the aircraft of the future. You know, the other thing is here, that ends up kind of taking politics out of it. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and one of the really cool things about DARPA, which is where they come up with a whole bunch of advancements, I mean, they pretty much are the people, they're the inventors in the Defense Department.
DARPA and Skunk Works.
Yeah, DARPA does stuff that's not associated with, like, propulsion systems. They're the ones who did the bionic limbs and things like that. But the cool
and that
thing,
robot dog.
Yeah. The thing is, there's only about 100 people in DARPA. I mean, it's not a big organization. So as a result, it kind of gets streamlined. You know, you don't have anybody sitting around putting that in their little inbox and letting it sit there for a while. And so much the same here, an opportunity to maybe have the efficiencies of the real world come in and actually impact the federal government.
And make you $2 million to boot.
Well, that too. But in case you didn't hear what we talked about in the last half hour, we've got a poll from Gallup that views, according to 49% of U.S. Americans surveyed in the poll, the federal government is an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens. 19% say the size and scope of the federal bureaucracy is too vast. Another 15% of the respondents worry the federal government is also violating too many civil liberties and personal freedoms belonging to everyday Americans. Well, you know whose job it is to protect those rights? It's ours. We're the ones who are supposed to be doing that by sending people to Congress who will take care of this thing. And, of course, they're going to battle now with the budget coming up. And apparently they're now saying that it's the Senate's fault. So the House is pointing at the Senate saying it's their fault. We've done a lot of stuff and the Senate won't do anything, and that means Mitch McConnell. And they can, you know, they could change things back. They could change the rules. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that you need 60 votes to pass anything. That's not in the Constitution.
Nope.
Just you get 51, or you get a majority, and that's all it takes, okay? Just get a majority and you can pass stuff. But that's what Mitch McConnell wants to do. Mitch is a big believer in the way the rules of the Senate operate. And that's fine. Cost a whole bunch of people their jobs. We'll see what happens. And in the meantime, the bureaucracy that all Americans hate doesn't change. It doesn't matter who's in charge. I mean, they still get to keep their jobs. All right, so the Pope is coming today, right?
Yep.
Popes are going to be landing in Philadelphia. He's Philadelphia, then he comes over to D.C. and he'll speak to Congress. But anyway, he'll arrive at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Joint Base Andrews. How about Fidel Castro meeting him in a tracksuit, like a, you know.
How about him meeting him at all? How many people has that man killed?
No, you're right. No, you're exactly right. And in fact, there were protesters outside, and they got video of the police cracking their skulls. And all they wanted to do was see the pontiff, be able to meet with him. Well, that's, again, we'll see. You think he changed the Castro brothers' minds on anything?
No.
Did he ask to change their minds?
No.
No. That's all right. Okay. We'll just move on. later on, how much beer costs you at NFL games, which is what people are probably more excited
about. Yeah, that is considerably more important.
Okay, so you get excited when you find the Wi-Fi hotspot with no password, right?
No.
You think, what a good idea. Well, okay, Patrick, you wouldn't, but a lot of people do.
Terrifying prospect.
Yeah, they go, oh, wow, that's really cool, man. And then you sit down and just get going with your online experience, whatever it happens to
be. You ever heard the term honeypot?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Those free hotspots usually set up by hackers. So when you log onto their network with your device, whatever it happens to be, essentially you're allowing them access to all of your information that you've got there. Your videos and your social security and, oh, yeah, remember how you put your insurance card on there because that would be convenient? And maybe your credit card information for your mobile payments? Yeah, that's all there, too. Happens a lot. Apparently, tourist attractions, simply because of the sheer volume of people, is where they like to show up. A mobile threat defense company called SkyCure pointing out that they've got a list of these places. Not surprisingly, Times Square tops the list as most dangerous. The study found that when standing in the middle of Times Square, there are 10 suspicious Wi-Fi networks within a one-block radius. Hollywood Walk of Fame also listed as a place. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Oh, man. Major League Baseball parks in Los Angeles and in Oakland are in the top 10.
They got you for 4 or 5 hours.
They do. Also theme parks in California and the Las Vegas Strip. Maybe the most shocking is in this list also is Vatican City.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Oh. You went to Vatican City and your device was hacked.
Wow.
Not good. Okay, while we're talking geeky, I guess you're excited about Apple's car thing, huh?
Oh, is it coming a thing out now?
Yeah. Well, of course, it isn't. Everybody likes to be, you know, some people like to be early adopters, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's fine, but, you know, what it costs to get this thing probably would have something to do with it. They say the Apple car will be out in 2019, has a team of 600 working on it. It's got a cool code name, Project Titan. Project Titan. The project, according to the Wall Street Journal, is the long-rumored Apple car, and although many reports have suggested that Apple is working on a self-driving car, the car says paper, the company's first vehicle likely will not be fully autonomous. Hey, I saw Google Street View here last week.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday,
in fact,
they were here.
I'm going to wait until they update the pictures. I think we might see the U-Haul as we were headed out to Fan Zone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wait, they were here last weekend, too?
Yeah, I saw.
They were here the weekend before.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
They must be doing a lot of stuff.
Well, I saw them on the access road right by Rock Prairie Road last week. I forget. I texted Ben to make sure he was alert and didn't text you guys.
It was a few months ago. I think I made a funny face at a TomTom car that was mapping the area.
I wonder how much those people get paid.
Not much.
Well, and
I can't
again,
imagine.
And well, and so is like their Google directional, whatever it's called, GPS, is their GPS telling them where to turn?
I think it's more like a game of Pac-Man, just sort of collect the dots.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Now, I said, yeah, well, I showed you something yesterday that was kind of cool. And that was that a guy has taken old pictures of New York City.
Yeah.
And he's put them up on a website. What's it called? OldNY.org, if you want to go there.
I think OldNYC.
Oh, that's right. OldNYC.org. If you want to go there, you click on it, and it shows you what that street looked like maybe 100 years ago, because there's enough archival photographs about that. Here, there'd be nothing but a bunch of prairie land. That wouldn't work very well. But, you know, that's kind of a fun thing for if you care about that, if you're geeky about old-time stuff. I kind of am. All right, so 721. Get this. 103-year-old Gnora Ham Biggs reads her Bible daily, loves her church in Georgia, so she was shocked to receive in the mail the letter that said, "Dear Miss Gnora Ham Biggs, this letter is to inform you that according to the bylaws of the Union Grove Baptist Church and by vote of the active members, any membership or associations that you have had with this church are now officially revoked."
Whoa.
"Therefore, you cannot attend the Union Grove Baptist Church for any reason whatsoever. You are not to come to the property of the Union Grove Baptist Church. Sincerely, the members and officials of the Union Grove Baptist Church."
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't go away mad. Just go away.
That's right. Big said the Union Grove Baptist Church is the only church she has ever known, and that she became a member 92 years ago.
Wow.
Biggs claims that the church's pastor wants her banned because she spoke out and told him about things that she didn't like. The congregation issued a statement stating her membership was revoked after she chose to make decisions about the church she does not have the authority to make. Don't know the backstory here. First of all, don't know how big the church is. And I understand, 92 years old, there's probably a little sense of entitlement there. But just telling him what you don't like wouldn't seem to be enough reason for expulsion. And I don't know, do churches, do they really expel people for things like that? I mean, obviously, if it's a church that's where you need to be a Christian to be there, and you're talking about non-Christian ideas, they might tell you to go away. But anyhow. So we'll see.
You were talking about self-driving cars. It took me a while to find the article because it fell off the front page of Drudge. But the Netherlands are getting self-driving pods.
Are they?
Yeah, they have public transportation that is driverless, but it usually exists on rails or dedicated lanes.
Right.
This is looks like it could fit about, I don't know, 8 people. And it's driverless, and it goes, I'm looking up on Google Maps now, but it goes between the two towns of Wageningen and Ede.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to either one of them.
No, but there's the Netherlands first.
That's interesting. And, you know, there are 1.1 bicycles for every man, woman, and child in Holland, which is kind of interesting.
I saw a thing on that, and they have the worst trouble parking them.
Oh, listen. Oh, man, I forget where it was. Rotterdam, I guess. I mean, you go to the train station at Rotterdam, and it looks like somebody just dumped, okay, if you just took bikes and just dumped them. I mean, stacked probably 10, 12 feet high, and really at least 100 feet, and row after row after row of them.
They were using barges out on the lake as, like, temporary bicycle parking spots.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know how you find your bike again. Because, you know, I mean, talking about they pretty much look all the same.
Well, I don't. Here it says it's a 20-minute trip to go 7 miles.
Oh, well, that's not going to work very well.
Well, it's probably why you'd want a driverless pod.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you get to go really, really slowly.
It's a lot of Facebooking, though.
Oh, that's it. By the way, while we're talking about bikes and stuff, a police station cook in China, in some hot water with his bosses, I guess, caught stealing stolen bicycles. Who'd miss them, right? The bikes have been recovered by police. They were in a storage building that he claimed he owned them. The cook claims that he thought the bikes were unwanted.
He lied.
They were just stolen.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
The Cherry Rufino team. Every step of the way, we are there for you. Go to cherryrufino.com.
There's one part of your home that gets the most use. You know what it is? It gets stepped on, run on, slept on, wrestled on, and sometimes spilled on. That's right, it's your floor. If your floor's been wrestled on a few too many times, or maybe you just want to change, Zornemann Flooring is here to help. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
Good morning, 726 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. On the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wiltons.com, Wiltons with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 95 or so. Sorry about that. Maybe some rain. Wasn't in the forecast at all yesterday, but some folks did get some showers. Low temperature tonight, probably be about 68 or so. We'll continue that pattern through the week. Now, in the forecast, actually, on Friday and Friday night, there's a 20% chance of rain, so we'll see how that develops. Again, pretty nice outside right now. It's 70.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A 25-year-old graduate art student, State University of New York, Buffalo, made big news. Ashley Powell posted 17 signs around the campus near elevators, water fountains, bathrooms, and benches. The signs read, "White only." Ms. Powell happens to be African-American. College police were called. According to the school newspaper, several students described the signs as traumatic and said they felt unsafe. It's unknown if any of the afflicted students were rushed to trauma units and hospitals or if they will suffer post-traumatic syndrome disorder, but this much is clear, they were traumatized. At a meeting of the Black Student Union, Ms. Powell said her art project was intended to expose white privilege. Somehow. She explained that decades ago there were signs that looked like the ones she put up. Today, these signs may no longer exist, she said, but the system they once reinforced still does. So according to this child, born in 1990, the Jim Crow era, established by Democrats, incidentally, lives on with Obama in the White House, despite white privilege. The college is calling for its community to discuss how we negotiate the boundaries of academic freedom in a safe environment. Now imagine if a white art student's project had traumatized others this way. Don't you think there'd be calls for the offender to be suspended or tarred and feathered, or even worse? In a liberal university, perhaps being non-white has its own set of privileges. You ever stop to think of that?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You, yes, you are at risk of identity theft. A new identity theft takes place every 2 seconds. Each time you put your personal information out there by shopping or giving out your social security number, you increase the risk. And then there's the inevitable data breach. That's why I trust LifeLock. LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit, from detecting threats to helping resolve issues if your identity is ever compromised. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You have only one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH for my special 10% discount. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's Bryan School Board meeting included a private discussion about moving forward following the recent death of Trustees Vice President Tommy Vasquez.
It was under the personnel exception and also actually under the consultation with attorney exception to the Open Meetings Act. And I can't go into really any detail other than to say that with Mr. Vasquez's death and with quorum requirements and so on, felt like it was particularly important to make sure everybody understood what the rules are and how important it is that all the board members make as many meetings as they possibly can.
Board President David Stastny says how the at-large seat held by Vasquez will be filled will depend on the results of the November election, where Vasquez's name will remain on the ballot as required by state law.
It is also my understanding that even though it was quite a bit of time before the election, that it does not reopen filing or anything, so there's no way to replace or put another name on the ballot.
The board opened the meeting with a moment of silence and a prayer to honor Vasquez. There's more ammunition for Easterwood Airport officials to recruit more passenger airline service. Airport manager Josh Abramson says they've received a federal grant of $475,000. That will be matched with a like amount from a group of nine local partners to offset expenses for existing airlines to expand and new carriers to establish service.
We could set up a revenue guarantee per flight, per month, per whatever our agreed term is, and help reduce the risk for that new air service.
Abramson says the soonest additional flights would be available would be a year from now.
Those aircraft are expensive. They have pilot union contracts that they have to work out. They have crew sorting and details. So there's a lot to handle and coordinate from the time ink hits the paper all the way up to the first aircraft flight.
Abramson says the grant was awarded in part based on need. The number of available seats at Easterwood has dropped by about one-third, while the population has increased by more than 20%. The application also brought up the private-public partnership and improvements taking place at the airport. A Bryan man interviewed about a disturbance inside the DPS driver's license office in Bryan Friday morning was arrested for possessing a pistol as a convicted felon.
According to the arrest report, 34-year-old Stanley Catalina was seen on surveillance video outside the building placing a bag near a trash dumpster. A trooper picked up the bag and found a .22 caliber pistol. Catalina said in the interview he set the bag by the dumpster because he knew he could not take it inside the building. The arrest report also stated Catalina has been convicted of multiple felonies and had been sentenced in November 2013 to serve 2 years for a third-degree felony charge of evading arrest with a motor vehicle. College Station police arrested a Houston man early Saturday morning for a vehicle burglary after he was detained by the father of the victim's roommate. This was shortly before 3 a.m. Saturday at the Knightsgate Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Lieutenant Steve Brock says the father saw 19-year-old Christian Mitterhofer standing over the driver's side of the car with a white cord in his hand. The father then grabbed Mitterhofer and held him on the ground until officers arrived. Brock said Mitterhofer struggled with the witness and later with the officers. Also before sunrise Saturday morning, College Station police responded to a neighborhood near Welburn and William D. Fitch to what turned out to be 6 cases of criminal mischief. According to the arrest report, witnesses who saw a fight at a duplex on Oldenburg Lane later saw one of those involved return and slash 3 tires from 2 trucks. When officers arrived shortly after 4 a.m. Saturday, they found tires slashed on 4 more pickups. The suspect was still in the neighborhood when officers arrived and arrested 28-year-old Raul Diego Ramirez of College Station for damaging a total of 17 tires. Bryan police looking for 2 men accused of an armed robbery Saturday afternoon at an insurance office. The tall black men wearing hoodies and face coverings got away with an undisclosed amount of money from the SafeNet office on West William J. O'Brien. No one was injured. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Construction of a convenience store in College Station caused an inconvenience for many yesterday. A natural gas line was hit by a construction crew on Rock Prairie Road between the freeway and the Scott and White Hospital. According to the city of College Station, there was an evacuation of a nearby Starbucks and yoga pod, and the eastbound lanes of Rock Prairie were closed. According to Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy, a non-Atmos crew was working on the new convenience store there and hit a 6-inch line. Murphy believed the line was a 2-way feed, which meant no customer should have lost gas service. He pointed out this was not a gas leak, but a cut line. The gas escaped only because someone hit the line. South of Dallas, authorities in Waxahachie are still trying to determine what caused an explosion about this time yesterday that leveled one home and damaged at least 10 others.
This man says he was among several people who pulled a man and a woman from the rubble.
I was right there with him, and we were the first ones to grab her and passed her out to some other people that were on the other side of the wall. So, she had definitely burns on her legs, on her arms.
3 were taken to the hospital. No word on their conditions. Dan Halliburton with the Red Cross says in all 18 homes in the area were evacuated.
Some of the homes may not look like they had damage from the outside, but the concussion from the blast actually did damage in the home.
Officials are investigating if a gas leak may have been the cause of the blast. Austin York, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
About 8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure results in sunshine. Sunshine this time of year still results in warm temperatures. We'll be heading up to about 95 today with partly to mostly sunny skies overhead. We're clear tonight, lows close to 70. Sunny and warm again tomorrow, anywhere from 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Skies are clear tomorrow night, lows will be 65 to 70. Sunshine's coming up for Thursday, highs Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Was I shocked? Yeah, just because, you know, in this profession, you handle certain things in a certain way.
And he didn't like the way they were handled. That is the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brett Bielema. We'll have more on that story between Bielema, Kingsbury, Coach Cliff Kingsbury from Texas Tech, and what involvement that has with A&M as we get ready to play Arkansas. All that and more coming up in sports. You're not even going to believe the other stuff we've got in about 11 minutes.
All right, so I've got, I don't know. I'm in a quandary here as to what story we should talk about. By the way, if I remember it, coming up later this week, the answers to the 8 questions kids ask their parents the most. Okay, because we're here to try to help you. Okay. Now, in the meantime, here's the quandary I've got.
Okay,
is we can do a story about ordering food online.
Okay,
what's bad about Facebook, and how to make a better brain. So
food online.
Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah. You like that? Okay. All right. Well, first, it has to do with pizza. So first, have you seen the Pizza and the Rat?
Yes.
No, but I was told about it.
Pizza Rat?
Pizza Rat. And it's, I mean, if you can forget that this is a rat.
You can't.
Yeah. A cute little cuddly rat. Yeah.
And actually, it really kind of is.
Yeah. Dragging a full slice of pizza down the, of course, nasty steps of a subway station in New York City. And, you know, he gets down to, like, the next to last stair, and then I guess the person taking the picture changes their orientation, and that scared the rat for a second. And he hopped down, and then he decided to go back up and grabs it again. So, of course, it's gone viral. I don't know. You know, a jillion people have seen it.
Yeah, like 1.5 million.
Okay. But also
in one day.
Yeah, okay. Also, we now have the site that is 6 things I learned from Pizza Rat. Number 6, enjoy things along the way. Here's the rat's biggest mistake. He doesn't even try to stop a while and take a bite. He is so relentless in his quest that he does not even stop to smell the cheese or the roses. Giving up is okay. You'll notice something about this rat. After his fine performance, he gets tired or perhaps scared, and he stops dragging the pizza, leaves it on the stairs, disappears in the hole, then he comes back out. Number 4, just because you're small, it doesn't mean you have anything to prove. How we glorify the need for growth, constant growth, in fact. The markets apparently demand it. It's like cars. If you don't have at least one big one, who are you? Number 3, there's little joy in feeling bloated. Number 2, going down is a lot easier than going up when you're carrying pizza.
Well,
no kidding. Yeah. And aiming big is not the same as greed. It may be that this rat has a large family. However, we know that going for a piece of pizza this big is going to cause some enormous hardships. But he's an American rat. So he wants his portion of everything, including success.
I'm looking at the slice. Yeah. It tells a different story.
Okay.
I actually see where evidence either he ate a lot of the pizza before he started taking it.
Yeah, there's not much topping on there.
Or his buddies did. And yeah. I think it was part of a group, and he stole it from him. He's running away.
You think
so? He wants
so?
The whole thing for himself.
Wow. So there's a thundering herd of rats somewhere in New York.
Yeah.
That's a pretty safe
bet. He heard the footsteps
bet.
Behind him.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe bet. However, we, as U.S. American human beings, don't have to do that. I mean, we can just make a phone call, and we can get pizza.
I'm thinking rat delivery.
Well, that could happen, too. Ordering
slice
online. If you order food online, researchers say you actually go overboard.
Yes.
Researchers from 3 universities found that ordering online means more calories, at least when it comes to pizza, not delivered by rats. The reason? Because you're anonymous. Well, you're not either. They have your name and phone number,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, but there's not a guy standing there like, oh, you're going to add? more sausage to your extra large pizza with hot dogs in the crust.
Yeah. And cheese and butter and bacon, that one, yeah. Researchers looked at more than 160,000 pizza orders from 56,000 households. They concluded that when we type in our pizza order online, no one knows who we really are. So we can order anything we want or everything we want.
Yeah.
However, when you call in your order, you do have that real person who tells you that. People are more reluctant to go overboard for fear of being judged. Okay, you're going to be judged by somebody who's answering a phone at a pizza restaurant.
Yeah, I'm like, they're going to throw shine on you on the phone? What?
Hey, man, you should really lay off the extra toppings.
Hey, do you know that olives can clog your arteries?
Hey, man, stop throwing shade at me. It's not cool.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I used to think the difference between success and failure was how much adversity we encounter. But over the years, I've learned that it's how you respond to the obstacles you face. Research of American prisons has highlighted an interesting fact. A large percentage of inmates have lost at least one of their parents in childhood. Now, on the surface, those numbers would seem to tell a very clear story. When individuals suffer a traumatic loss early in life, they often never recover. But that's definitely not the case for everyone. It wasn't true for me after my mom died when I was 9, or my dad when I was 12. In fact, research shows that a lot of people who suffer come through their adversity stronger, not weaker. Take, for example, a study of highly successful men, from businessmen to prime ministers and presidents. They're a diverse group in almost every respect, except for one surprising factor. An unusual number of them had lost at least one parent in childhood. Both the successful men and the prisoners suffered equally terrible experiences, but their response was different. Those that went to prison couldn't escape the shackles of their circumstances, while the other group grew stronger and discovered valuable life principles they applied to their future success. That outcome can be true for all of us because adversity isn't what determines our success or failure. It's how we respond to it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Today on FleaSpray.com, you will learn why new Nomo Flea Flea and Tick Spray is totally safe for dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, kids, babies crawling on the carpet, and even you. New Nomo Flea Flea and Tick Spray kills fleas and ticks with no poison. So as of today, you can stop using poison powders, poison collars, or poison foggers. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. New Nomo Flea is made from vegetable oil. Nomo Flea dissolves the hard shell of a flea or tick on contact, so the moist insides of that flea or tick just dry up. Nomo Flea instantly. No more ticks soon thereafter. Best of all, no more poison ever. Before your beloved pet ventures out in the backyard again, order a 30 or 60-day supply of new Nomo Flea. Do it today at FleaSpray.com, FleaSpray.com, FleaSpray.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
If you're a business owner, Suddenlink has solutions for you to help you grow your business and be right there with you. They've grown their business, obviously. Suddenlink has 1 gig internet for you. What is 1 gig? 1 gig is exactly 1,000 megs or 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. There are only about 8% of the cities in the United States that are 1 gig cities, and Bryan College Station is. That's the commitment that Suddenlink has made, the investment that Suddenlink's made, so that you as a business owner can grow your business. You may not need 1 gig right now, but when you do, it'll be there and it will be available for you. This is what you can take advantage of right now from Suddenlink Business. 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for as low as $124.95 per month. Special number for business customers to call. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 to come up with a business solution that's just right for you. Now, conferencing and uploading large files is no problem. You can share all the different things that are available out there on the internet with the people within your network and with other people faster than ever. Again, 595-2413. You can get that business solution for $124.95, and you take it, combine it with television that's available and also phone service, and save even more. Or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information about what Suddenlink can do for your business.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. Texas A&M football gearing up for their SEC home opener against Mississippi State Saturday, October the 3rd. They'll kick off at either 6 or 6:30. The game will air on either one of the ESPNs or the SEC Network. But of course, you can catch all of it right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Final kick time won't be announced until the games this Saturday are over. As for this weekend, Aggies are in Dallas for the Arkansas Razorbacks, who have stumbled a bit coming out of the blocks. And there's some controversy swirling around the edges of the game after Coach Cliff Kingsbury for Texas Tech used a few expletives about the Razorback coach Brett Bielema in his postgame press conference last Saturday. Bielema responded.
Was I shocked? Yeah, just because, you know, in this profession, you handle certain things in a certain way. I've never really had that before. I don't know what part he was referencing to. I do remember talking about how when we play on defense, if we can play against someone that's completely opposite of us, we got to feel that's an advantage. And that's all. I didn't reference Texas Tech. I don't know if we start digging into what people say at coaches' clinics and trying to use that as motivation, it's going to be a very, very weird world.
Oh, and a quick reminder, Coach Sumlin's radio show live from Rudy's Barbecue kicks off again tonight. They'll start that off at 7 o'clock. The number 11 Texas A&M women's golf team tied a school record by shooting a final round 274 to surge into second place and finish the Schooner Fall Classic at Belmar's Golf Club. The Associated Press released their newest high school football poll and some local teams of interest. In Class 4A, Navasota, no surprises, spending their fourth week at number one. In Class 3A, Franklin is 3 and Cameron Yeo is 4. Rockdale jumped into the top 10 at number 10. And in 2A, Bremond is number 2 with Iola just on the outside of the top 10 at 13. On out of the Dallas Cowboys, where quarterback Tony Romo is expected to miss about 2 months with a broken left collarbone. Pokes head coach Jason Garrett wouldn't be specific on exactly how long, though.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything definitive about the timetable. He does have a fractured collarbone. There was no additional damage based on the examination that he had today to the ligaments, so that was a positive thing. He's not going to have surgery, other than to say it's probably going to be around 8 weeks or so. But again, we're going to take it day by day, and we're going to do what he needs to do to get himself back, and then we'll make the determinations based on what the diagnosis is as we go.
The loss of Romo in Saturday's 2010 victory over Philly means the defending NFC East champion Cowboys will be without their starting quarterback and all-pro wide receiver Dez Bryant, possibly through October. Dallas hosts Atlanta on Sunday. Baylor coach Art Briles says it's embarrassing that one of his assistant coaches was on the sideline during the Oklahoma game against Tulsa.
I was not aware. Sadly so. If I had been aware, that situation would have never happened. When I found out, we alerted all the proper officials, both sides, here and I actually called Coach Stoops after the game Saturday and, you know, told him that, you know, I was sorry that we had a guy on their sideline.
Jeff Leiby, the Bears passing game coordinator, was on the sidelines. It is a violation of the NCAA rules since the Sooners and Bears will meet later on this season. No word as of yet to penalties from either the NCAA or Baylor. TCU defensive end Mike Tuaua and backup wide receiver Andre Pettis Wilson were arrested Monday on felony complaints of robbery and bodily injury. That's according to the Fort Worth Police Department. They were accused of kicking and punching another TCU student and stealing a case of Keystone Light beer. The alleged incident occurred September 4th, and a TCU spokesman said Tuaua has been suspended from the program. In the NFL's Monday Night Football, the New York Jets are 2-0 for the first time since 2011. After taking advantage of Indianapolis and five turnovers, they knocked over the Colts 20-7. In Major League Baseball, Evan Gattis and Carlos Correa hit two-run shots, and the Stros beat the Los Angeles Angels 6-3 in a matchup of American League wildcard contenders last night. Gattis said the Stros are just killing it in Houston.
I think we're allergic to Gray. I hope it's not true. But, you know, we had a rough, we haven't played as good on the road as we have at home. Got a good crowd here and rooting us on. I think they're excited to have a team to root for. And I don't know, but, yeah, I think we've got to step it up on the road a little bit. But, yeah, we've been playing good ball at home. I don't know why. I don't know why, but it's the way it's been going.
The Astros lead the Minnesota Twins by 3 games and the Angels by 3.5 for the AL's second wildcard spot. The victory put the Stros within 1 game of first place Texas in the AL West. Both the Twins and the Rangers were off yesterday. The Angels stay in Houston for a 7-10 start. Rangers are in Oakland, first pitch there at 9-10. And that's your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the doorbell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Couple of minutes, Joe. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Landfills are the United States' third largest source of methane, the potent greenhouse gas.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nearly 30 times more effective than carbon dioxide in trapping heat and spurring global warming. Okay, this is from the International Business Times. Come on. Give me a break. In the meantime, I guess... Do you go to how much time you spend on Facebook? U.S. American average is 40 minutes. I don't. Is that right? I thought you always had it up. Isn't it always on your desktop?
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're looking at it.
Average person spends 40 minutes a day on Facebook, according to this study. The result can, in fact, be very depressing. According to recent surveys, time spent on Facebook is related to depressive symptoms. The problem is we just can't help but compare ourselves to our Facebook buddies, who, of course, post all the wonderful things in their life, and they leave out the tough times. You compare yourself to others in real life, you get a better sense of the whole picture and what people are doing, both good and bad. But on Facebook, you're just seeing their highlight reel, so, of course, your life will seem pale and boring by comparison. According to the researchers, it is impossible to not make those comparisons. Even when you try not to, the recommendation, spend less time on Facebook. More time with real human beings.
Problem solved.
Yeah, not a bad idea to be able to actually interact with people. Well, and they do that. I mean, obviously in big cities where you deal with that sort of situation, I guess random people who have same interests, like, I don't know, they play soccer or badminton or whatever, can get together and, you know, do that on a Sunday afternoon and actually interact with human beings. Probably a healthy thing. Here, it's a little bit better. We have a smaller town and we see people and it's easier to interact. But in the big city, you know, people become faceless and nameless. There we are. That's our little sociological help for you today. All right, here we go. Look for a high temperature today around 94, 95, something like that. No mention of rain in the forecast, but some of us got rain yesterday. We'll see if it happens today. Pretty pleasant still out there, 72 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.